Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Before we get going today, Brandon, there's two things I do not want you to do. I do not want you to go to Urban Dictionary and look up Herkel Durkel or the Wisconsin blow dryer. Do not do either of those things. Here is your 5 seconds of silence brought to you by the Smarticle Podcast. Here is your headline. Herkel Durkel is the new way to self-care ourselves to death. I heard this and I thought, is this a Dr. Seuss thing? Is this some sort of onion thing that's punking me? Thanks to the internet, there are fancy names for old-fashioned laziness. I went right to your favorite source, the Free Press. Susie Weiss brings us this from, is that called the Free Press? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's the Free Press.
You know, I know you love the Barry Weiss. I went right to the source, Brandon.
Yeah, this is her sister.
Yeah.
Which I was kind of, little nepotism. Yeah, but she's a journalist. I mean, she's been working for a while. I could throw her in the same camp. It's funny. It led me down the Barry Weiss rabbit hole. I'd never really fully read her story, knew of it. But just the fact that she sort of threw herself under the bus, she's just a really complex personality. This whole family, her and her sister and all that. So I love the Free Press. I think that she's probably a 6 on the woke side, but you never know.
This is kind of Barry Weiss is kind of a big deal in the Valley. Someone I know that works in the thing was telling me about the Herkel Durkel over the weekend, and I was like, this cannot be a thing. Turns out it is. Here it is. Videos on TikTok are quick to explain that Herkel Durkel is an 18th century Scottish concept wherein you stay in your bed past the time you're supposed to be up. Comes from the word Herkel, meaning to crouch, and Herklin, meaning to stagger. But on TikTok and Instagram, it means to hit snooze, curl up under duvet, and relax. Herkel Durkel is to be at rest, but not exactly sleeping, kind of like you're in a coma. Deproductivity self-care trends are all the rage. We've talked about quiet quitting before, which is give it a job, but purposely not excelling at it. Soft life, which instructs us to choose comfort and ease over the hustling grind of getting up. There's a whole bunch of self-care trends. Self-care is like self-help, but with no goals or striving. It's not just that people are giving up, giving in to be alone and calling it liberation. It's that they choose people who are striving, who are working hard, and who are willing to fail and sweat, as demoralized as try-ons. They're calling them try-ons. All right. So, Herkel Durkel forever, by the way. I want that to be my new bumper sticker. Herkel Durkel. Herkel Durkel, Herkel Durkeling. It does seem like a Dr. Seuss.
You just turned into a verb.
Herkel Durkeling has been around forever. It comes from Scotland 5 billion years ago. We just now hear about it from everybody because we got the TikTok, Brandon.
Yeah. Ultimately, there's so many layers to the story that we could go down. We've talked about Gen Z and the bed rotting and all that. She talks about it in the article about, like, she's definitely negative on the Herkel Durkeling. She's like, look, okay, who doesn't want to stay in bed on a rainy day and chillax? But you know, you got to get up. That's part of life.
Hold on. I want a number. The number of times you're going to say Herkel Durkel before this is over.
I think that's
you
it.
You think maybe 10? I think 10. But go on.
I said bed rotting. I didn't even say Herkel Durkel.
You could rewind
more.
The tape. You said it once. But go okay. on.
So the article's about it. You sent me the article, jackass.
I just think you like
saying that's the title of the article. You're such an idiot. It's like amazing how you pick these things out. Like, you sent the article. Like, viewers, write in, tell me that I'm not crazy. So she basically talks about the fact that it's just one more of these trends, and they all pop up on the internet. It's all somebody's, like, trying to say, oh, it's a new thing to do, bed rotting, HDing, you know, all these things that you do that like, well, who doesn't? And there was one was, like, the Swedish word for sitting by a fire on a cold winter night.
I'm
like,
love that.
I mean, okay, yes, who wouldn't love that? That's the point. I think that's what she's trying to say is we would all love to do this, but it's not reality.
You know what I would love? This is what I wanted. When I thought of this, I wanted to have a video camera if your dad was still alive and you trying to him explain to him what a Herkel Durkel was.
Wasn't dumb. He would just be like, well, that's just stupid.
No, because it does seem like that generation be like, what in the world? That just, Because
you know what Big John would say? My dad would say flat out, he goes, well, that must be a nice luxury to have when you don't have to take care of anything. That's what he would say. I mean, he's like, look, hey, if you can afford to do whatever you want, he didn't care. But he was like, most people have responsibilities and have to pay bills and do things. So you can't sleep in. You got to get up and take care of your business. That's what my dad was all about.
Aren't we? I feel like we're right in the middle of this generation that worked hard and got up and did their business versus these people that think it's okay to stay in bed. Aren't we like right in the middle of this?
I don't know, dude.
We are.
I think that Gen Z gets a lot of grief about this. I mean, I think that there's all sorts of things that are involved. This is the first generation that's grown up online. There's a lot of reasons for this. I don't think that people in Gen Z are any more intrinsically lazy than anyone else. You know, this led me down a rabbit hole because we talked on a show, I don't know,
hey,
last week.
Hey, I told you, do
on...
not look up the Wisconsin hornblower. No. Don't do it.
Don't look up Hikikomori, Hikikomora, whatever this Japanese term of those recluse people, that the sit-ins. Or the shut-ins sad. That live it their entire lives. They got a term for it called 50-80s or 80-50s, where you're 50-year-olds whose 80-year-old parents take care of them themselves. I mean, this is a mental illness. I mean, this is a institutional mental illness.
I guess that's the line. Like, where is it a mental – like, when is it self-care and when is it a mental problem?
Well, and that's what her big point was. Like, she's like, dude, everything's self-care. I mean, everything. Oh, take care of yourself. You deserve it. You deserve to take care of yourself, Larry. You went up and had a great weekend with your buddies this weekend. Well, it was a little self-care. Mm. Was it? I don't know. The point is, we all need to take care of ourselves at times, for sure. Exercise can be considered self-care. Eating right. I mean, taking care of yourself is an important thing. Her point is, there's also extremisms. And that's in extremism is what she's talking about. This is just like, yeah, dude, who doesn't take a mental health day from a job where they're just tired and they need a break? I mean, lots of people do that. And in fact, they should do that. We should be taking more time to take care of ourselves because life's too short otherwise. Her only point was the extreme of it.
So my form of self-care, I was going to ask you what yours is. You can share in a second. But like if it's been a hard week, or if I've had a lot going on, I will treat myself to a pastrami sandwich on a Friday. I think that's like just a nice treat. Hey, you made it through, big guy. Oh. You could spend $13 on a really nice pastrami sandwich. Like, that's what I would do.
Sounds delicious.
Right? Is that the same thing as some guy going like, man, I made it through this crazy ass week. I am going to live stream me in bed for 13 hours in the Hercule Durkle. Is that the same thing?
No.
I guess it
could be if you have a healthy balance in your life.
Thank you.
Here's the thing, dude. You worked out all week, you ate right, you did everything right. You want to reward yourself with a pastrami sandwich. There's nothing wrong with that. You worked hard all week, you did everything you were supposed to do. You want to live stream your sleeping habits?
You want to live stream your Hercule Durkle.
Yeah, I didn't say it, by the way. People that are counting out there, drinking shots, and Larry says the word, there it is again. I think that's where we're coming at. This whole article kind of goes to what we on the show have been talking about for two solid years. That I think at our core, both you and I are just believers in common sense. And we like to point out the absurdity of things on both sides when people aren't using common sense. And he said, you know, if the guy wants to live stream his bed sleeping thing and it doesn't affect anybody else, he's not relying on his parents, it's just some cool thing to do, that's fine. That's totally fine. I might think that's weird. I might think that's a waste of time. I feel like there's always something that could be done. But that said, as long as you're being responsible and taking care of your business, who cares? It's when you're not. I talk to these young folks are like, yeah, you know, I don't really have a job because, you know, I like to play D&D three nights a week and it just takes a lot of my time. I'm like, are you getting paid to play D&D? Hey. Well, maybe you are. I don't know. But what my point is simply, it's all about balance.
Well, I think you're mostly right, except for the fact that if you get a call.
Mark down the time and date, people. Mark down the time and date.
If you get a call, let's say somewhere between 10 and 13 years from now, and actually you don't even get a call. You're just browsing the internets, and Maple's doing a 14-hour Hercule Durkle session, live streaming it on the internet. You going to feel okay about that if you raise the dollar for that Hercule Durkles?
No, I'm not.
Well,
and
so
I don't. Well, yeah, but I wouldn't feel okay if my daughter came back tattooed from head to toe. I mean, there's a lot of things that I would be like, if my daughter became a stripper, I probably wouldn't be okay with that.
Wow.
I mean, there's a lot of things that I might be bummed about, but at the end of the day, when she's of legal age, she can do whatever she wants. But the point is, there's a difference between what's legal and okay or acceptable and what's what I would think is right. I mean, do I think you should Herkel Durkel? No, I don't think you should Herkel Durkel. I think it's like silly. But hey, look, I also think that there's nothing wrong with taking a nice day to have a frigon or whatever the Swedish word is if you want to sit by the fire. I love every once in a while my dream is, never happens, but every once in a while I'm like, on a rainy day when it's gray and cloudy and cold, I just want to curl up under a comforter and not get up. But I always do. So I don't know. I don't know what the story
the
is.
The time, the only time in my life that I've done some Herkel-Durkling or whatever you want to call it, is like when you get sick and you're like, the only thing that's going to get better, me better, is to take a bunch of Theraflu.
That is self-care, but that's just your body needs to rest and rejuvenate. And maybe that's where you could, maybe that's a good way to look at it. If this is about you helping your body out and helping your soul and your mind out, that's totally fine. I think it's when people, what happens or where I have a problem with it, again, this is just me having a problem, is when you drag other people down your Herkel-Durkel rabbit hole, right? When you do that, you become, it's like, why does everyone need to put all their crap out in public to see?
What if you're the shaman of Herkel and Durkling? You know what I mean? What if you're like...
Maybe if you're getting paid to do it, then good for you.
What if you're the president of the Herkling Durkling Cub and you're inspiring all the other world Herkler Durklers?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that as long as you're taking care of your business, as long as you're doing being a good citizen and being a good person, then do it. Herkel Durkel away. I just feel like there's common sense, and if you're using common sense, and if there's moderation in all things, you're good.
Okay, so common sense, Herkling Durkling, everybody. I'm going to end this where I started with is two things you should not do. Don't go to Urban Dictionary, look up Herkel Durkel, and definitely not the Wisconsin blow dryer. Those two things are things, Brent, you hear what I said?
I did, and it makes me sad. Every time I feel like Pat's listening, she's like, oh, Larry. I don't know. It just makes me sad. But, Larry, I'd like to thank you for teaching me about self-care and self-love and a nice, cozy comforter.